American Language Course, Book 30, Tape 3C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 3C. Look at Figure 1. Listen to a dialogue suggesting a course of action. Don't repeat.
Although these are only simulated war games, approach them as though they were the real thing. From the diagrams on the chalkboard, you can see the position of both armies and that the enemy outnumbers us. In this situation, what strategy would you follow?
Sir, given these circumstances, my suggestion would be to choose only one point of the enemy's position for our attack. We should concentrate our forces so that we have greater superiority at that point.
I agree in part, sir, but I think we should also keep the rest of the enemy's army occupied and keep them guessing.
The best course of action is to combine those two strategies. Our main attack should be against only one point, keeping our primary force concentrated. Although the enemy's army is greater in number, it won't be as effective because it'll be spread out. We can make a small secondary attack against the rest of the enemy's forces, keeping them occupied at unimportant points, so that we can be strongest at critical points. This is the best strategy to maintain the advantage with fewer troops.
Look at Figure 2. Listen to a dialogue. Don't repeat.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy to announce that our new laundry soap is ready for production. It'll be ready for distribution in about 6 months, so it's time to develop our marketing tactics. We need a good, solid plan to beat the competition. I'd like to hear your ideas.
Well, one idea would be to have lots of advertising, TV, newspapers, magazines. We've got to get the public's attention.
But these days, the public is looking for a bargain. I think it might be a good idea to distribute the soap at as low a price as possible at first. Then, when we have some loyal customers, we can raise the price.
Those sound like good ideas to start with. Put them in writing, and I'll decide what the best options are.
Look at Figure 3. Listen to a dialogue. Don't repeat.
The enemy is approaching from the other side of the river. Should we spread out along the river bank to prevent their crossing?
No, the best course of action is to let them cross and then launch a surprise attack from all sides before they can reassemble.
Look at Figure 3 again. Listen to the captain and you be the colonel. The captain will start.
The enemy is approaching from the other side of the river. Should we spread out along the river bank to prevent their crossing?
Look at Figure 4. Listen to a dialogue. Don't repeat.
There will be a lot of very important people at the opening of the new building next week. What security measures do you want us to follow?
Our best option would be to keep advance publicity to a minimum, have ID checks at the gate, and plenty of plainclothes security guards at the site.
Look at Figure 4 again. Listen to the sergeant and read for the captain. The sergeant will start.
There will be a lot of very important people at the opening of the new building next week. What security measures do you want us to follow?
Look at figure 5. Listen to the dialogues, then circle the correct answers. Number 1.
Do you want to come with us?
No, I prefer a place where I can sit down and be served.
Not me. I like to see all the choices and select what I want.
Go on without me. I'm not hungry anyway.
Where is the man going? Number 2.
Oh, no. What am I going to tell my father? I'm going to be in so much trouble.
How did it happen?
I guess I just wasn't paying attention. I didn't see him coming until it was too late.
Boy, the left rear is crushed. Did you get a ticket?
Unfortunately, yes.
What happened?
Number 3.
Doesn't she look beautiful in her long white dress?
Yes, and he's handsome too. And just look at all the flowers.
It's such a lovely occasion, and I know they'll be so happy.
Where are they?
Number 4.
Do you call this fun? I've never spent such a miserable night in my life.
Are you serious? What about the stars and the sound of the wind in the trees?
Ha! What about the rocks under my bag and the freezing weather?
Well, I love to get back to nature, and a few inconveniences are worth it.
What are they doing? Now let's check your answers. Number 1 is B. He's going to a cafeteria. Number 2 is A. She had a wreck. Number 3 is C. They're at a wedding. And number 4 is B. They're camping. Look at figure 6. First, listen to a question. Then, listen to the conversation 2 times. Then, write the answer to the question. Number 1. What is the most important advantage that the military can offer this man?
Hello, Sergeant. I'm thinking about joining the Army, and I'd like some information about the advantages of the military.
Have you graduated from high school?
Yes, I graduated last spring, but I haven't been able to find a job that I'm qualified for.
Well, the military may be your answer. The pay is good, and you can receive excellent training in just about any area, including the latest scientific and technical fields. I think the most important advantage for you is that the skills you learn can also help you get a good job later in the civilian world.
That's what I want to hear. Where do I sign?
Listen to the conversation again and answer the question.
Hello, Sergeant. I'm thinking about joining the Army, and I'd like some information about the advantages of the military.
Have you graduated from high school?
Yes, I graduated last spring, but I haven't been able to find a job that I'm qualified for.
Well, the military may be your answer. The pay is good, and you can receive excellent training in just about any area, including the latest scientific and technical fields. I think the most important advantage for you is that the skills you learn can also help you get a good job later in the civilian world.
That's what I want to hear. Where do I sign?
Write the answer to the question. Now, listen to another question. Number 2. What kind of help does the woman need from the military?
Hello, Captain. My university counselor recommended that I come and talk to you.
How can I help you?
I'll be finishing my second year here at the university this spring, and I'm afraid I don't have the money to continue next semester. Is there any way you can help me?
Sure. The military ROTC program has several options. If you qualify for a scholarship, we'll pay all your university expenses. If not, you can join the program and receive a monthly allowance to help with your expenses. Either way, when you graduate, you'll be an officer in the Army.
Sounds great. I think it may solve my problems, but let me think it over.
Listen to the conversation again and answer the question.
Hello, Captain. My university counselor recommended that I come and talk to you.
How can I help you?
I'll be finishing my second year here at the university this spring, and I'm afraid I don't have the money to continue next semester. Is there any way you can help me?
Sure. The military ROTC program has several options. If you qualify for a scholarship, we'll pay all your university expenses. If not, you can join the program and receive a monthly allowance to help with your expenses. Either way, when you graduate, you'll be an officer in the Army.
Sounds great. I think it may solve my problems, but let me think it over.
Write the answer to the question. Now let's check your answers. The answer to question 1 is, he can learn good job skills. The answer to question 2 is, she needs help with university expenses. Look at figure 7. Listen to the sentences. Pay special attention to the intonation at the end of each statement. Don't repeat. Number 1.
The weather is hot today.
Number 2.
That suit is too expensive.
Number 3.
I'm going on a trip in March.
Number 4.
We haven't had much rain this year.
Number 5.
When are you leaving?
Look at figure 7 again. This time, listen to the sentences and then repeat. Number 1.
Repeat. The weather is hot today.
Number 2.
Repeat. That suit is too expensive.
Number 3.
Repeat. I'm going on a trip in March.
Number 4.
Repeat. We haven't had much rain this year.
Number 5.
Repeat. When are you leaving?
Look at figure 8. Listen to more sentences. Pay special attention to the intonation at the end of each sentence. Don't repeat. Number 1.
Have you met your new neighbor?
Number 2.
Would you like dessert?
Number 3.
Is it cold outside?
Number 4.
Is that a new suit?
Number 5.
Are you going out for lunch?
Look at figure 8 again. This time, listen to the sentences and then repeat. Number 1.
Repeat. Have you met your new neighbor?
Number 2.
Repeat. Would you like dessert?
Number 3.
Repeat. Is it cold outside?
Number 4.
Repeat. Is that a new suit?
Number 5.
Repeat. Are you going out for lunch?
Go to figure 9. Listen to the sentences. Pay attention to the intonation. Don't repeat. Number one.
Are you leaving tonight? Or will you stay another day?
Number two.
Unless you go with me, I won't go.
Number three.
When I finish my homework, I'll relax.
Number four.
If it doesn't rain, we'll have a picnic.
Number five.
Will you be too hot if I turn off the fan?
Look at figure 9 again. Listen to the sentences and then repeat. Number 1.
Repeat. Are you leaving tonight? Or will you stay another day?
Number 2.
Repeat. Unless you go with me, I won't go.
Number 3.
Repeat. When I finish my homework, I'll relax.
Number 4.
Repeat. If it doesn't rain, we'll have a picnic.
Number 5.
Repeat. Will you be too hot if I turn off the fan?
Look at figure 10. You will hear a paragraph 3 times. First, listen to the paragraph. Then, write the paragraph when you hear it read the 2nd time. Then, check your sentences while it is read a 3rd time. Now, listen.
The energy of men and animals and the power of the wind were once the only means to move armies. Technology has led to great advances in the mobility of military men, equipment, and supplies. In modern warfare, men can be moved by armored personnel carriers swiftly and safely. There are vehicles with the dual capacity of moving over both land and water. The greatest advances in mobility have occurred in aviation. Helicopters are used to move troops and supplies and to evacuate casualties. Fixed-wing planes can now take off and land vertically.
Now write the paragraph as you hear it.
The energy of men and animals. And the power of the wind. Were once the only means to move armies. Technology has led to great advances in the mobility of military men, equipment, and supplies. In modern warfare, men can be moved by by armored personnel carriers. Swiftly and safely. There are vehicles, with a dual capacity, of moving over both land and water. The greatest advances in mobility have occurred in aviation. Helicopters are used to move troops and supplies and to evacuate casualties. Fixed-wing planes can now take off and land vertically.
Listen to the paragraph for the last time.
The energy of men and animals and the power of the wind were once the only means to move armies. Technology has led to great advances in the mobility of military men, equipment, and supplies. In modern warfare, men can be moved by armored personnel carriers swiftly and safely. There are vehicles with the dual capacity of moving over both land and water. The greatest advances in mobility have occurred in aviation. Helicopters are used to move troops and supplies and to evacuate casualties.
Fixed-winged planes can now take off and land vertically.
Turn to the answer page for this tape and check the sentences. This is the end of Tape 3C, Book 30.